Peter and the Wolf by Ian Beck, read by Jolene Cooper-Miller. Peter lived with his grandfather in a little wooden house at the edge of a great dark forest. Around the house was a garden, and beyond the garden was a meadow. Early one morning, Peter opened the garden gate and went out into the big green meadow. High up in the tree sat a little bird, who was Peter's friend. "All is quiet, all is quiet," sang the little bird. Just then, a fat white duck came waddling along. She was glad that Peter had left the gate open and decided to go for a swim in the deep pond. Seeing the duck, the little bird flew down from the tree and settled next to her on the grass. He looked up and down. "What kind of bird are you if you can't fly?" he said. The duck just shook her feathers and said, "What kind of bird are you if you can't swim?" and dived into the water. Peter watched them as they argued and argued, the duck quacking in the pond, the little bird hopping around the edge. Suddenly, something caught Peter's eye. It was a cat, creeping slowly towards them. The cat was thinking, "While this little bird is so busy arguing with that duck, I'll grab him." Stealthily, she crept nearer and nearer on her soft velvet paws. "Look out!" shouted Peter, and the bird flew high into the tree, while the duck flapped and quacked at the cat from the middle of the pond. The cat walked round and round the tree and thought, "Is it worth climbing up so high? By the time I get near the bird, he will have flown away." Just then, Grandfather came out of the house. He was angry at Peter going into the meadow. "It's dangerous in this place. Suppose a wolf were to come out of the great dark forest. What would you do then, eh?" Peter paid no attention to his grandfather's words. Boys like him aren't afraid of wolves. But Grandfather took Peter by his hand and led him home, locked the garden gate. No sooner had Peter gone than a big grey wolf did come out of the forest. In a flash, the cat climbed the tree. The duck quacked and flapped and jumped out of the pond. But no matter how hard the duck ran, she couldn't escape the wolf. With every step, he was getting nearer and nearer. Finally, he caught her, and with one huge gulp, swallowed her. Now, this is how things were. The cat was sitting in one branch of the tree, the little bird another, not too close to the cat. While the wolf walked around and round the tree, looking up at them with greedy eyes. All this time, Peter, completely fearless, stood behind the closed gate, watching everything that was going on. He ran quickly into the house, fetched a strong rope, and climbed the high stone wall. One of the branches of the trees, which the wolf was prowling, stretched... Hi, I'm Joey, and I'm at home, sitting in the living room with my girlfriend, Lauren. Say hello. No, she's too nervous. Just making this to say that I just lost my virginity, and just so you all know, and if you're listening to this, it is 11:30 on the, don't know what the date is, I think the 25th of April, and I'm pretty proud of myself, so I wanted to tell everyone. Right, cheers. It's the 25th of April, it's 11:30, and I'm Joey Cooper-Miller sitting in my living room with my girlfriend Lauren, and I just lost my virginity with her, and I'm pretty proud of myself, so I wanted to tell you all that at 10 o'clock tonight, I had sex for the very first time, and it was good. Very, very good.